There's still time to see an art exhibit entitled Vice and Virtue, an exhibition of sex, saints, and sin. It's at the M.S. Rao Antique Shop in the French Quarter. WWNO's Eileen Fleming met with curator Rebecca Rao, who says the Royal Street Shop between St. Louis Cathedral and Bourbon Street is the perfect location for the show that connects two very different worlds.
How did this come to be?
It was a great opportunity to use the tricentennial to think about a theme. And obviously we deal in objects that don't directly correlate to New Orleans culture or history, but there seemed like room to sort of recontextualize a lot of these pieces because we do deal in a lot of Catholic imagery, a lot of erotica, and some young innocent maidens, children, etc. as well. So yeah, the idea was to juxtapose sort of the saints and sinners of New Orleans past, and that's how it came to be.
And it's called?
Vice and Virtue, an exhibition of sex, saints, and sin.
If you were a movie rater, what would this be rated?
I think I'd rate it PG-13. Viewer discretion advised for the young visitors, just in case their parents want to cover their eyes. But nothing you haven't seen if you live in New Orleans.
Why don't you take me through this second floor exhibit?
The exhibition as a whole, we've conceived in four different sections. So sort of telling a religious theme story, walking through. It's the first section is innocence. So we start by looking at depictions of two young sisters in prayer. And for the sake of the exhibition, we chose that painting as a way to sort of, it's sort of before the fall, if you will, before temptation, before corruption. About half of the works in the exhibition are for sale from our collection. The others are from on loan from private collections around the world, and we actually have one stained glass piece just at the entryway at the top of the stairs that's on loan from a museum outside of Chicago. So we're really excited about the collection as a whole.
You said about half of this is from your stock?
Yeah, about half is available. And a lot of the pieces that are on loan are things that we have owned in the past, so are coming back from our collectors all over. And there are definitely some exceptions, which I can point out, some really special loans as well.
Okay. You know this work, so go ahead.
Then moving along, so from innocence, we move into temptation, which has two parts. Initially, we are highlighting cardinals going about their daily life, and about half or the majority of the paintings depict them in sort of mildly incriminating situations. Or, you know, vaguely sacrilegious.
There seems to be food there, like he's indulging.
Food is certainly a recurring theme. There's one where he's enjoying cookies and milk. One walks in to find a huge lobster waiting for him and is excited by that. And then my favorite is probably this little highly detailed work here by Georges Krogard, who's showing us Cardinal deep in thought as he's enjoying a nice cigar. He has one in his hand, but in front of him are six boxes on a table, so you get the sense that enjoying smoking is a regular activity.
Right.
For the Cardinal. Keeping in the temptation vein, we kind of move into a section highlighting erotica.
That's pretty striking.
Yeah. It's pretty graphic. It's the in-your-face painting of Salome as she's being presented with the head of St. John the Baptist. When it was exhibited in London, it caused such scandal that it was pulled down from the show. But there was so much talk in the press about it that it went back up, and thousands and thousands of viewers ended up seeing it. She's nude, and her legs are kind of spread in the foreground, so it doesn't leave much to the imagination. Then we move into our saved section. This is where we wanted to highlight all of the religious works in our collection. So we've created an altarpiece that's sort of the centerpiece of this room, of the exhibition. And on the wall here, you'll see a photograph of St. Louis Cathedral. So that was our way to kind of bring New Orleans religious history into the story.
Is this where New Orleans comes in?
Yes.
The Damned.
So we're leaving St. Louis Cathedral, then we move into our section, The Damned. This is sort of our gambling and drinking saloon. You'll find a mahogany corner bar and a variety of paintings that show gamblers, game players in action. We have a double slot machine, some gambling walking sticks, a couple of pistol walking sticks. We even have a set of erotic playing cards on ivory that depict positions from the Kama Sutra. So a lot of oddities and unexpected fun treats in here. this room was inspired by Storyville as well as the Parisian brothels of the late 19th and early 20th century. But the piece that has really been talked about the most throughout this is the Love Chair. So that was commissioned for the use of Edward VII in the 1890s before he became King of England. He was known for running off to Paris to hang out at the brothels there. He liked to amuse himself with multiple women at the same time. So this massive sort of rococo piece of furniture with stirrups and a double-layered bed was designed for his use there.
Listeners, use your imagination on that chair. In this next room? Okay.
We call this room "May the Punishment Fit the Crime." The idea is that your worldly behaviors and actions do have consequences. So it's sort of our torture room.
And if you just had a little bit too much fun here in New Orleans, there's a confessional just waiting for you. Tell me about this piece.
So this is an antique confessional. We don't know a ton about its origins. It's Gothic in style, but it's in great condition. And again, wanted to relay the idea that you could repent your sins, that your time in New Orleans can be, you can redeem yourself. But again, playing with that contrast, the Catholic guilt, both sides of the spectrum here, sitting, you know, geographically sitting between St. Louis Cathedral and Bourbon Street. We wanted to bring in that element of home, sure.
Well, Rebecca Rao from Rao Antique, thank you for showing us the both sides of the spectrum.
So glad you could make it.
Vice and Virtue is free and runs through June 9th. You're listening to Inside the Arts on 89.9 WWNO, New Orleans.